All right, thank you. Let's move on to the next study. Consulting study on suitable models for managing and maintaining the harbour front. Rosalind, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. This second presentation is about another study that the HC has agreed to fund using the 500 million dedicated funding. In my presentation that follows, I want to seek members' views on the proposed study scope and consultant selection criteria for the consultancy study on suitable models for managing and maintaining the harbourfront. Currently, most of the harbourfront open space in Hong Kong is managed by the LCSD Leisure and Cultural Services Department under the Pleasure Grounds Regulation. This regulation has indeed provided a very uniform and equitable basis for park management over the territory. Yet, we note that there are increasing public aspirations in realizing the potential of large-scale waterfront open space and promenades, especially those in prominent locations. In this regard, we believe there could be more to do to enhance the harbourfront vibrancy, example by allowing greater viability in activities, and more could also be done to breed diversity, example by providing more facilities such as restaurants and cafes. And all this should be done by responding to diversified needs of both the locals and tourists. To achieve the above, we will need a flexible, innovative and tailor-made M&M management and maintenance model for the harbourfront. In this study, the consultant is expected to complete four major tasks in between an inception report and a final report. In task one, the consultant should start with a stock-taking exercise of different existing management and maintenance arrangements of the harbourfront areas in Hong Kong. Apart from the traditional LCSD models, the review should also cover open spaces managed by many different agencies in Hong Kong now, such as other government departments, statutory organizations, NGOs, and the private sector. And to ensure public aspirations could be met by the identified models, the consultant should also actively engage the public and the relevant stakeholders in finding out about their aspirations in using the harbourfront. Example, what kind of activities are preferred, whether, when, and where shared use is welcome, and whether such preferences would vary in accordance with the locations of the harbourfront sites. On task two, the consultant should also conduct some kinds of overseas research, and by making reference to the overseas model, it should recommend suitable management and maintenance framework for the harbourfront areas in Hong Kong. Specifically, the recommendations should tell us how we weigh up different considerations when devising relevant guidelines and how the guidelines should be applied. It should also tell us whether there should be one set of universal guidelines that would apply to all harbourfront areas without discriminations, or should there be different guidelines for different harbourfront sites. Or should there be a hybrid of the two, meaning there should be a generic framework with adaptations according to the local circumstances. Under task two, the consultant should also provide insights on the management agencies, setting out the pros and cons of the different management agencies. Based on the outcome of task two, the consultant should devise the draft management and maintenance guidelines for use in future and advise on the interface between these guidelines and existing legislations, rules and regulations identified under task one. For task four, the consultant should map out the implementation details. In gist, it should advise on the legal, financial, and manpower implications of the recommended models and the timeline for implementing them. To demonstrate their applicability, the consultant should provide case illustrations by applying them to the harbourfront areas in Hong Kong. We propose to select the consultant based on a set of combined assessment criteria according to the submitted technical and fee proposals. Regarding the technical assessment, we propose to include a series of assessment criteria, including the experience of the consultants, the quality of the proposal in responding to the assignment brief, relevance of the proposed approach and methodology, as well as the suitability and adequacy of the proposed manpower support. Looking ahead, we aim to finalize the consultancy brief and invite consultancy proposals in August and hope that the study could commence in October this year. The consultant will be invited to brief and consult members regularly and upon request. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Rosalind. Obviously, welcome members' comments. Just one observation. My understanding, and I've been involved with guidelines elsewhere, guidelines do not have an illegal basis. So you have a section there which talks about guidelines and legal basis. They do not have any legal basis. So you are always challenged if you have guidelines as to how you enforce them. Just put that on one side for the moment. It's just an observation from the chair. But members, please, start with Vincent. We'll work down.
主席, 这个研究, 关于 management and maintenance model 的研究, 我不知道, 其实, 如果我启动了这个研究, 两年后, 我们预计会见到一些什么东西, 其实, 如果大家, 坐得在会里够久的呢, 其实我们2008年, 即是10年前, 即是已经开了一个叫做 Task Force on Management and Maintenance, 那就用了整年时间, 是去, 政府都自己做了很多的资料搜集, 就是说看回世界各地不同城市, 他们的management model, 还有就是说在香港有些什么的, LCSD以外的public space的management的例子, 譬如南连原池, 诸如此类那些, 而且我们是conduct了几个的, 除了locally, 我们去看这些management model, 我们visit那些场地之外, 其实我们都去过6个世界各地的城市, 包括这个Sydney, 新加坡, Liverpool, 伦敦, Vancouver, 和San Francisco, 是去看过晒, 即是visit过晒他们那个management model。 其实 at the end 我们就是说在2011年 我们就是说建议就是成立一个 Harbourfront Authority, 2013-14年 两年都用了几个月时间 去做public engagement exercise 的。 其实在这个 management and maintenance model 的 issue, 其实我们已经做了 6年时间, 去到一个位置, 就是说, 希望成立个 Harbourfront Authority, but at the end 那个样的就没有做到, 又变了这5亿。 咁呢5亿我哋又去做返嗰个研究呢咁又2年之后又有个结果 即我唔知道其实 at the end 我哋 driving at 乜嘢咁所以呢度我其实有一个几大嘅 question mark 即除非我哋係諗緊一啲好新嘅嘢而家我都未諗到嘅嘢啦咁即而家我因为我哋已经 go through 过 过去那10年那个 path 啦，咁而家我见到呢样嘢 looks like 咦，我哋系咪又系翻翻去10年前嗰样嘢？咁我又唔知道两年后或者10年后我哋会企咗喺边吓。咁主席，我想喺呢度我有个疑问，同埋我想了解一下。
Let's do Becky next, please. Thank you.
唔该，主席。 我都聽呢一個呢,即係我自己第一,我覺得其實尤其即係相對於第一個呢,你就諗到啲嘢好仔細,但呢一個呢似乎就即係其實好空洞, 其實係 at the end of the day deliver 啲乜嘢呢, 似乎其實究竟係schedule定咩, 其實就即係嗰啲 general principle, 我哋 harbor planning principle 都有, 咁係唔同嘅 project, 其實亦都有一個 site specific 嘅 conditions 係要 consider。 咁其實我成日覺得呢 at the end of the day, 尤其我即係越聽大家討論越擔心，而家我哋已經係即係要去執行，而家啲錢已經嚟咗啦。咁同埋其實除咗呢兩個大嘅 consultancy studies, 應該係去睇嗰啲主要嗰啲原則，點樣將啲原則係擠落去。另外其實仲有幾啲 quick wins 嗰啲 project 係 on the other hand 一路咁樣進行緊嗰啲 quick wins 嘅。咁但係如果而家譬如我哋再係話，我哋又再討論一大排，跟住下一個下一屆又再返嚟，你諗下其實起碼我哋都拖延咗再加半年，再加半年又兩年你已經話唔夠啦，跟住半年之後你又得返大半年。其實啲嘢希望就係如果大家決定有啲地方係要做，有啲 principle 係要 work out， 有啲 guidelines 係 work out， 希望 望就係即係盡量可以即係循呢個方向去做咗佢咯嚇。唔該，主席。
KY, please.
Thanks, Chair. 我自己咁諗就係、是，我哋喺事前做咗咁多功夫，出嚟嘅結論就係我哋要成立一個Harbour Authority， right？ 咁其實點解要成立呢個 Harbour Authority 咧？海濱管理局咧？其實大家如果有當時有參與過都好清楚，我哋面對嘅問題就係大部分嘅而家嘅海濱就係由呢個 LCSD 管理，而 LCSD 咧就受制於遊樂場條例，佢只可以咁做咁多嘢嘅啫。咁同埋咧，仲有咧，我哋喺推任何項目嘅時候咧，喺而家嘅安排底下，而家政府嘅架構底下，係唔同嘅部門要一齊做呢樣嘢，而呢樣嘢係唔容易可以聯繫起嚟。所以我哋話 ，OK， 一個 Harbour Funding Authority， 一個海濱事務，一個海濱管理局咧，就可以做到呢樣嘢。咁其實而家我哋面對嘅問題，既然我哋暫時希望係暫時啦，下一段時間我哋係未有呢個海濱管理局，其實有冇一啲做法？如果係你問我，我覺得面對最大嘅問題就係、是、有冇一啲做法喺而家嘅政府運作嘅架構底下都可以容許或者可以做到嘅。如果係要做呢樣嘢，需唔需要有啲咩資源啊？而可以做到咧，就係、是、雖然我哋冇海濱管理局，但係我哋都能夠可以有啲方法去克服而家面對嘅。面對嘅困難同埋一啲障礙，而可以做到咧。其實我諗當時幾想推行海濱管理局嘅朋友咧，就唔係雖然喺出面市面都好多啲咩傳聞啊，就有人想係入可以入局啦。呢啲我自己接觸到當年最落力嘅委員或者朋友嚟講，唔係咁諗，大家都係只係想做好件事，佢搞好我哋海濱佢呢條路行唔通。咁係唔係要揾一個顧問去揾第二條路呢？抑或係如果係嘅話，那個顧問工作係嗰、那個俾佢嘅 brief 俾佢係應該係又係乜嘢呢？咁呢度我諗我哋要諗清楚。
Thank you. Paul, please, and concise, please.
The 2008-2009 study is a document that we presented right in front of me. So if the government doesn't want to do the Harbour Front Authority and has good reason not to do it, and I think they should explain what the reasons are. It's been obvious to us that government's intention not to set up the authority is possibly only down to one reason, is that they've figured out that it can't save a lot of money doing that. So if you want to go with the harbour unit and stick with that, then we have actually made the suggestion how to do that, which is to make sure that when we look at implementation, that we can engage professional panels as necessary to help us out. So I made that suggestion at the beginning of, I think just earlier on, where we looked at the setting up of the recent... In terms of references, I suggested that at least one of our committees would look at this implementation issue. I don't think we need a study a group for this. I think we just need to get on with it and discuss these implementation issues side by side as we come across them and work on them and have a task group looking at it. So I don't think there is a need for the land-water interface task group to continue, because we've dealt with it and we're putting all the adjacent waters into the geographical task forces. And then we should have one of our task forces looking specifically at these implementation issues side by side and working on the guidelines and so on. If government feels that we need to do a study on the side, we've done all the work, we just have to dig it out, put it on the table, unless government wants to achieve something. If you want to achieve that more private sector gets involved and therefore you can save more money, or you know, you're looking at, you have a certain objective in mind, then I think you'd have to be a bit more expressive about what you're really looking for here. We went around, we paid for our time to travel around the world. We went to Singapore, Australia, Canada, we looked at UK, we got it all. I mean, we did it all. All the homework is done, it's documented. we just get on with it. So I don't know that there is a need to rehack it. The study is going to take 2 years, and that means that we cannot work on it for 2 years. I think we need to look at it right now for every site. We have to discuss these how we're going to do this, the arrangements, and make sure that we have a group focused on it among ourselves to look at it and advise the geographics on these specific issues as we develop them.
Maggie, please.
And then reflect quite a lot of other views, but I would just ask the question. If we're going to have a new management model, who is going to commission and oversee it? Because that was one of the reasons we ended up recommending an authority and why we were encouraged to do so, because there was nobody who could take on telling, you know, actually employing an entity and getting on with what they were asked to do. And so therefore, before we commission any new study, which, as everyone explained, has all been done several times before, what entity is going to be responsible for the work done by whoever manages and maintains? Because that was one of the key issues, and it hasn't yet been resolved.
Okay, thank you. Raymond, please.
多謝主席。我本人就冇阿 Vincent 咧咁多即係啲歷史資料啦。不過我覺得咧，即係我睇嗰個 consultancy brief 咧，似乎而家好多啲管理啊，或者係維修方面都主要受制於遊樂場條例，所以變咗好多喺外國好成功嘅活化海濱嘅例子咧，香港就做唔到嘅。我覺得喺呢個情況之下咧，我相信應該集中處理呢個喺政策上同埋條例上，可唔可以拆牆鬆綁？可以有啲立竿見影嘅效果呢。而家活化海濱其實唔係話冇建議嘅，其實好多，但係就即係做唔到咁解嘅啫。我就希望喺呢方面或者需唔需要consultant幫手就局方決定啦。但係都係應該集中去拆牆鬆綁去促進我哋嘅海濱嘅活化情況。多謝。
Fine. Anybody else want to comment?Right, Rosalind, I think you've opened Pandora's box, as we say in English. I mean, clearly, there's a very strong feeling that we've been through this before, that we've made recommendations, we believe the Harbourfront Authority is the way forward. Now, that's been set aside for the moment, but the general view is that, you know, we don't think we need this study, unless you've got some other objective in mind, and maybe that's where we start. I mean, what is the objective?Of what you're trying to do. What is the objective?
Thank you, Chair. Through this study, we are actually trying to do a more comprehensive research to know where we are, what is available in the market, and then what can be done to push things forward. Currently, we are experimenting different models. We have been relying on the LCSD model. We have been trying to bring in some NGOs, and some private sector participation is also available. We want to wait among them to see which one is suitable for which kind of sites. This is task number one. It will help to identify suitable agencies for the harbourfront. Apart from that, we want to find out whether we should have a universal set of management model to apply to the entire harbourfront, or whether we should have a hybrid example. Like some of the sites we should use type A, and for the others we should use type B. And under this kind of backdrop, whether we need a universal set of guidelines, or we should devise some tailor-made guidelines for individual sites. So we want to use this study to identify some answers to the above questions.
Bernadette, I think you wanted to speak. Yes, please.
Yes, Chairman. If I may also go back into history a bit, but not as far as back as Vincent has in mind. I think this is one of the six projects on which we discussed with the Harbourfront Commission after the $500 million has been earmarked for Harbourfront initiatives. So it is not something that we created today. But of course, we do have an open mind if, having taken into account members' comments, members believe that there are indeed quite a lot of researchers and experience years ago on maintenance and management. Hence, the scope of this study or the need for this study could actually be reviewed. We do have an open mind, but originally we thought that since the Harbourfront Commission has endorsed the two consultancy studies, we think that our task is to try to elaborate on the scope and the tender arrangements. But if members have second thoughts, we are prepared to review. Regarding the objective of the study and how it is related to the idea of the Harbourfront Authority, I think clearly this study, our original intention, is that it is supposed to look at management and maintenance in the absence of a Harbourfront Authority. Because if there is a Harbourfront Authority, I think the study will be very much different. And based on our understanding, if there is indeed an Harbourfront Authority, it is supposed to be a statutory body taking up the planning and even disposal and even owning some of the Harbourfront sites. So right now the study focuses on just a very small area, that is management and maintenance. But if members just on management and maintenance have second thoughts, then we are prepared to review indeed.
Well, Bernadette, if I may suggest, I think you should review. I think at best it's an updating of all the work that's already been done. As Vincent said, there's a whole wealth of studies being done, so on the overseas experience and how they succeed and where they make mistakes, etc. So I think at best it's an updating exercise, but I sense it's going to be difficult for this commission to endorse this study if they believe the right way forward is the Harbourfront Authority. How can we be, if you like, supporting something that which we don't think is necessarily the right answer? I mean, that's obviously for the members to discuss and decide, but I sense it's a bit difficult to come up with this hybrid, if you like, when we believe that the right way forward is the creation of the authority. But members, entirely up to you, how you feel and think. Paul, please.
Yeah, there are, of course, obstacles that we know. The pleasure grant ordinance is for pleasure grounds and not for promenades. A promenade is not a pleasure ground. A promenade is a connectivity vehicle, and so what do you do with promenades? So maybe promenades need to be dealt with differently by the LCSD than pleasure grounds, and therefore there might be amendments needed to the pleasure ground ordinance, or we would have recommendations for the director of LCSD if we really look at what he should do. But we're doing that in Kwantong. We're looking at shared use, we're experimenting, we're developing options, we're discussing with LCSD. So if in this meeting we work on management issues and we have a task force working with the LCSD on the Kwantong management, then that issue can be resolved that way. You don't need to study for it, you just have to get on with identifying them. We have issues with the FEHD and the cater and the issue between buildings department and FEHD. How do you cater hot food and services from a building across to the pavement next door, onto the park next door? So how do you do that is something that we constantly have to battle with. We're then outdoor seating where you have food services, but the property with the kitchen is right next to it, and the connection doesn't work very well. Well, it's a very specific issue, and we have identified it many times before, so how do you deal with that? Do we need a consultancy study for it, or we identify it here and then you deal with it on a site-specific basis? Site 3, this massive amount of public space is all going to go through a private developer. How are you going to manage it for Site 3? That's a huge amount of space with under one private manager control. How are you going to do that? What is an acceptable, before you tender the land, what is an acceptable arrangement? Is he going to return all that land, the public space, to somebody else or what? Well, we need to discuss it. We don't need to study for it, but that discussion hasn't taken place yet. You're about to sell the site. We haven't even discussed it with us. So I think that we need a task force where these things are being discussed side by side, and as we hit obstacles, we'll deal with them, and government deals with them by having the various government departments here and deals with them early so its changes can still be made rather than we've been told it's too late to make changes. So my recommendation is, Chairman, that the new committee has a task force looking at management and specifically deals with it side by side and develops an understanding and a know-how.
I see some nods around the room. Shall we move it forward on that basis that the new commission will discuss this particular issue, and basically if they want they will set up this a task force or a group to deal with things on a case-by-case basis? Are you happy with that? All right, thank you very much. All right, thank you.